Today on Press TV, a number of prominent human rights groups have urged the Bahraini regime to order an independent investigation into the death of a detainee amid allegations of torture. The Interior Ministry says Jassim Hassan Al-Haiki died of an unspecified medical condition. He was arrested on July 4th on charges of taking part in a bombing. Saudi warplanes have hit a village in the Yemeni province of Abyan, reportedly killing all members of a family. Earlier, a missile attack from Yemen left four people dead in Saudi Arabia's Jizan region. According to a Saudi civil defense spokesman, the missile caused material damage as well. UN diplomatic sources say Riyadh has not provided enough evidence that could lead to the kingdom's permanent removal from the blacklist of child killers for its attack on Yemen. The Saudi envoy to the UN, however, says the kingdom has addressed all UN concerns. The Syrian army, backed by Russian warplanes, has fended off a major attack by foreign-backed militants in the flashpoint northern city of Aleppo. Meanwhile, the terrorists have launched a mortar attack on a government-held area in Aleppo, leaving four more civilians dead and several others wounded. At least six Turkish police officers have been killed in a car explosion in the country's restive southeast. Officials say the bomb, planted by militants from the Kurdistan Workers' Party, ripped through a police vehicle in Bingöl province. The attack also left four officers seriously wounded. Palestinian resistance groups have condemned a recent meeting between the Palestinian president and the leader of anti-Iran Mujahideen Khalq terror organization, calling the move a blow to Iranian-Palestinian relations. The alliance warned that such meetings, dictated by Saudi Arabia, would bring no benefit to the Palestinian nation. French lawmaker Georges Fenech has called for building a Guantanamo-Bay-style prison for terror suspects in France. He warns that France may soon face a large influx of terrorists from Iraq and Syria due to ISIL's loss of territories there. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has acknowledged a widening crackdown on Muslims in response to recent deadly terror attacks in the country. Cazeneuve said over the past months, the government has closed some 20 mosques and will continue to do so. Those are the latest here on Press TV.